TJ Gagliardi's feeling better, so that's a real positive one. Kane would probably be available for tomorrow. I'm not saying he's in the game yet. I'm just saying he's back being a player. Buff and Polster are still day-to-day. And Odell's coming along.
Was there a setback with Polster? I thought they understand he skated yesterday, but not today.
No, he's going to skate tomorrow, too. So it's the progression.
When will you decide, or what can you tell us about tomorrow's lineup?
Be really young. I'm going to give those guys an opportunity. Not necessarily all by age, but in terms of NHL experience, be a little light on that. But we'll have enough workers in the lineup that we should be fine.
How do you see the bottom part of your defensive, the battle for those last jobs?
Still a big question mark there for me. We've got, Paul Postma, who's played really well there in the last 10 games when he came in, and we were hoping to see him in training camp, but a bit wide open. Grant Clitson comes back. We've had him on his offside, and I thought, second game, real big improvement from the first, and if that progression keeps going, certainly he's right in the mix, but there's a that's open.
When you're looking, what are you looking for that maybe the sixth, seventh, eighth guy? Is it a particular type of defense?
Well, I think in general, not necessarily with the Jets, it's a reflection of what you take a look at, let's say, your top four and see how they're built and decide whether you need more puck movers, you need more physicality. However, we were very fortunate last year, at least from the time I came in, Party and Ellerby were a healthy pair that stayed together, played really well for us for a long stretch of time before injuries came into it. But it doesn't look like we're going to have that luxury at the start, so we're going to need all those guys to play. I'm looking for two guys that first can play well together, that have some chemistry, that move the puck. And then, we've got Mark back there, who's a heavy hitter. Zach is a physical defenseman. So we've got room for a puck mover, and we've got room for a little more size.
There's been some thought that this team can't have Morrissey and Enstrom on the same six.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that at all. I understand what you're saying, but if you're talking about skilled defensemen, then you find other pieces around those guys because skilled defensemen are hard to find. That being said, you can't have anybody on the team that's not ready to play in the National Hockey League. That's not a statement of Morrissey, but fitting a guy in defense is a lot more difficult than fitting a guy in up front. So those skilled guys, they need to be on the ice. They need to play minutes. So that's the decision you're making. But I've got no problem with having four guys that can really move the puck back there as long as those other two are really tough. So it's all balance, right, with what you have.
What do you like about Ben Sherratt's game on the back end?
I thought I would put him in the same class as Clitson, in that I thought he got better. There's a certain physicality to his game. I really liked the games that went down in the American League in the playoffs that I saw him play, and that was a real positive. Learning the systems, learning all the things. Experience means everything to defensemen. How to read the rush, who's fast, all those things. So he got a big improvement, I thought, in Mini over the first start, and we'll look for that again. No, I didn't. Thank you. Hutchell goal, but we're going to take a good look at getting Taylor some time.
What was the second period, 5 minutes in? There was an icing call against Minnesota, and then the faceoff ended up in your end.
Yeah, I got an answer for that because I watched it. Net was off. So they didn't blow it down, right? So they had full possession of the puck. It wasn't an icing call. They had full possession of the puck. We knocked the net off there, and I think was with the play that you're talking about, if I'm not confused.
The faceoff came back into your end.
Yeah, so that's where the puck was, I believe, when they blew the whistle.
Oh, it was in your end.
Yeah, so we had gone down, knocked the net off, and they didn't blow it because the other team had possession, took it down. And then, so you're right, then something happened. Either they iced or it came out where you thought the play shouldn't be in our end. But it was change of possession off them waiting for because of the net. No, I'm not looking at too many back-to-back here. No.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure that I felt that not just the young players, but some of the other guys got a real legitimate look. And we'll be start looking to roll some lines together and get closer to our team against Ottawa.
What's the number of veterans that have to
play? Eight, but your first round pick in that year counts as one.